When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back from the 420 break. One of my favorite times of the day. Always love it when you join us round here at 844-967-2789. A quick note before we get back to the phones. Trucker convoy. You know, they came through the great state of Wisconsin over the weekend, or at least some part of the Freedom Trucker convoy did. And apparently the headline over at the Raw Story informs me the DC trucker convoy has failed miserably again, despite vow to improve tactics. Try again, Freedom Convoyers. Right-wing trucker convoy protest once again tried to shut down the Beltway in D.C. on Monday. But according to the Daily Beast's Zachary Patrizio, their efforts failed miserably again. As Patrizio notes, convoy organizer Brian Brazy vowed to escalate his group's tactics. Escalate. In the wake of a failed attempt to clog up the Beltway on Sunday. Despite this, the truckers once again were unable to cause serious disruptions in the nation's capital. Here's a quote. According to Patrizio over at the Daily Beast, I believe it was, the truckers in a bevy of upside-down American flag bearing support vehicles quickly became separated for the second day in a row, adding insult to injury near the Temple Hills and Landover exits. Both a semi-truck and a pickup truck in the convoy had broken down. Even so, the convoy leaders insisted they would hold the line in their protest, even though they have so far not succeeded in their endeavors. Try again, boys. The convoy was inspired by protests that occurred last month in Canada, where some truckers demanded an end to vaccine mandates on international trucking routes. However, the United States Supreme Court struck down President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate for private companies, and pandemic restrictions across the country have been rapidly winding down in recent weeks. So the question becomes, what are you out there burning the gas over, boys? Right? Just driving around in circles on the I-495, getting lost, losing your exit, unable to sustain enough of a convoy to actually block any traffic or cause any delays. Although a few accidents, a few backups caused by your broken down trucks, what a fine display they're making. Americans, 844-967-2789. Mark, from the heart of America in Milwaukee. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, I listened to your show. I'm opposing view. I just, you know, listening to your last thing on the trucking convoy, did you think that the Canadian truckers had a good point in trying to back down the Canadian mask mandate after what we did here in this country with the State of the Union and schools and everything else? Do you think Canada was out of line with their mandates on masks?
Do I think they were out of line on their mandates? No, I think they were trying to be, you know, conscious of science and health. Now, I know the mask Go ahead.
We must have been out of line then to drop our mandates so quickly.
The CDC is actually the ones making that recommendation, and I'm not clear. You know, there does seem to be an inconsistency here, Mark, in that.
I agree.
You know, the health writer for the Washington Post, approximately a month ago when Omicron was still peaking but sort of come off the peak, and, you know, they said at that time, Luan Wang, I believe her name, the journalist said, effectively, you know, we got to roll some of these things back, because if you don't effectively acknowledge that there are waves of transmissibility like the Omicron wave, you know, if we don't mask up when the waves are here and allow the mandates to end when the wave is over, then you effectively lose credibility. And I would agree with you, Mark. I understand why some would say, you know, there's no credibility there because it's been an evolving message and a changing message and sometimes not a clear message. And Mark, I'd readily agree. I don't think the CDC or the Biden administration has always done a great job. But I think ultimately they've been motivated by what they think is in the populace's health, not for political virtue signaling or whatever they're often accused of.
Well, I'm glad you agree, and I'm also very confused about the science. The other thing I wanted to comment with Ronnie, I mean, yes, we are producing more as a country in terms of our fossil fuels, and we can even produce more. I think the line that Psaki put out when she said private permits, you know, I know people that hold some of those out in Wyoming and all that, but they're very, they're guests in terms of what they can produce. The ones on public lands, like in Anwar, are where the real reserves are. And we could even produce more, in my mind, if they would allow that to happen with fracking. And I don't understand why we want to buy.
But why would we want to?
I don't want to buy from Russia. I don't want to buy from Iran. I don't want to buy from Saudi Arabia. I don't, you know, I would love to shut all that down. But
well, Anwar is a wildlife refuge, right? I mean, that's what currently exists as.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know that the Trump administration had actually sold off some mineral rights or some mining rights, I believe, on indigenous lands near.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, here would be my question. Is it possible that we've exceeded peak oil? I used to use this term in my business before I sold my business. And here's what I mean. Mark, at some point, you're either growing or you're dying as an industry. And I came from an industry where I couldn't get more of my what I would sell as a good or service. I couldn't make them at the factory.
Yep.
I would hit peak oil. At a certain point, there was no more supply. So therefore, I couldn't grow my corporation any larger. And I knew eventually it was going to die because it was a dying industry. We had run out of supply. I mean, Mark, certainly there are more oil deposits somewhere under the earth. But is it possible that we could convert our economy to electric based photovoltaic?
Absolutely.
Solar. Well, wouldn't that put us on better footing in the next oil war, Mark?
No, I totally agree. We have to convert over. And I mean, nuclear energy is the best in terms of lack.
Well, you know, the Russians are bombing the Ukrainian nuclear plants. That's my fear. They make us vulnerable, though, Mark.
Right.
Mark, I don't see where we're short on time here, Mark. I appreciate your call and your listenership, but I don't see, if we just talk reasonably, how we really disagree that much. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. I might surprise you. 844-967-2789.